weiter in Shasfira und Daf Yud Aleph, picking up on Yud Aleph Beis, about a Bible, about a page, about a Mishnah. About a Mishnah. Zok the Heilige, Heilige Mishnah. Homer, somebody who says to his friend, Lachulin, Sha'ochel Lecha. In other words, Lachulin means a Lashon of Lo Chulin. It is not Chulin, that which is what I eat from you, meaning it is Kachem and I can't eat it. Lo Kasher, it's not Kasher. Lo Dachi, it is not clean. Or tahor, which is the same way. One's Aramaic and one is Hebreo. So it says lo dachi. It's mean lo dachi velo tahor. Or a person says vitame, or they say nosar. This is considered nosar, which is a type of a carbon which is left over beyond the amount of time you're allowed to have. It becomes aser. Upigal. Pigal is something when a person has in mind to go ahead and eat something outside of the time when you're allowed to eat it. Aser. All these things are going to be considered aser. It's a good neder. It works. Kiimra. Somebody says kiimra. It is like imra, and we explain what that means is like a lamb, i.e., like a carbon tamid, which is a imra. Kedirim, like a pen. It's where they would leave animals that were used for karbanos. Ke'etzim, like wood, meaning the wood that's used in order to go ahead and put onto the mizbeach. Ke'ishim, like fires. And this is talking about the mizbeach itself also, the fire of the mizbeach. Ka'mizbeach, like the mizbeach itself. Ka'hechal, like the heichal, meaning the heichal that's in the Beit HaMikdash. This is used to have the ketores, which is put over there. Ki'yushalayim, someone says, like Yerushalayim, which the Ron explains is talking about that we're saying like carbonos that are brought in Yerushalayim. Nadar be'echad mikol mishamshe mizbeach, alfa bishalo hisker carbon, hareze neder kekarbon. If he goes and he says, or if he says that he makes a neder, referencing any of the mishamshe mizbeach, the things that are used for the mizbeach, then it is going to be considered, even though he didn't say the word carbon, hareze carbon, this is like a carbon, and therefore it is considered a good neder. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Homer Yerushalayim Lor Meklum. Person says Yerushalayim, he didn't say anything. Remember we said before, is the lashon of Ke Yerushalayim. Here's saying someone who says just the word Yerushalayim, then nothing happened. Beep, turn the page. Zok the Heilige Mishnah, the Sand of Yud Av, the Gemara, sorry. Savrua, they explain that what does it mean when it says my chulin? What does it mean when it says lachulin, my lachulin? It means lo lachulin the havi. This should not be like chulin. Ela carbon, rather, it should be like a carbon, and therefore it's considered a good neder. Fact of Gemara, my name is Season. Who's a Mishnah? E, Rabbi Meir, everyone is saying Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir. Can't be. You know why? Because Leslie Mechla Lavata Shomea Hain. There is a principle known as when you hear Mechlal lav, something which is going to imply a lav, that you're going to understand that to mean a hein, a yes. So in other words, when it says lo chulin, that it should mean now that it's something. You'd have to say something in the positive sense, not in a negative sense. In the time, we looked at the Mishnah and Kiddush, the Meir Omer, kol tanai shenu kitanai b'nei God b'nei Reuven, any tanai, which is not like the tanai, like the stipulation which is made like B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven is not considered a Tanai. This is talking about the whole story when B'nai Israel, we're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, we have Gad, Reuven, and Chatzi Shiva Menashe. They didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael because they felt like there was good land right outside, but the Arden and Moshe Rabbeinu made a deal. If you come and you fight, then you can go out and get the land outside of Eretz Yisrael, but if you do not come and fight, then you cannot. So it's if yes, then yes, if no, then no. And that's not what happened over here, therefore it's not considered anything. So therefore, that's Rabbi Meir's Shita. Must be Rabbi Meir, not Rabbi Shita, Rabbi Meir. El Rabbi Yehuda, must be it's Rabbi Yehuda. In fact, the Gemara, hold on one second, you're saying it's Rabbi Yehuda. Ema Seifa, but look at the last part of the Mishnah which said, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Homer Yerushalayim, Lomer Klum. What does that imply? I mean, the safe Rabbi Yehuda, and the fact that the safe is Rabbi Yehuda, Reisha Lav Rabbi Yehuda, you must be Reisha not, because you wouldn't say a whole thing and then say Rabbi Yehuda Omer, unless it was somebody else. Says the Gemara, no, really, cool Rabbi Yehuda. The whole thing is Rabbi Yehuda, B'Halchi Kedani, and this is what is coming to teach us. What the Mishnah was saying is that if a person says Ki Yerushalayim, then it's considered like a neder. But if he leaves out the Ki, then it won't be good. She Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Omer Yerushalayim, Lomer Klum. Someone says the word Yerushalayim, then you didn't say anything. In fact, the Gemara, hold on one second. V'chi Omer Ki Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yehuda, Mi Mitzah. Even according to even one who says, if you want to say the Rehuda is the first one talking also, does he say Ki Yerushalayim is actually also V'tanya Rebbeis, who seems to be saying that like that? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Omer Ki Yerushalayim, Lomer Klum. Someone says it is like Yerushalayim, you said nothing. Achi Yidah B'davar Karev Yerushalayim, until he makes a nether specifically saying something that is given as a carbon in Yerushalayim. So clearly, That's not Rabbi Yehuda. No, Kul Rabbi Yehuda, it really is Rabbi Yehuda. It's Tanai Rabbi Yehuda. It's Machlokas Tanaim in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, whether or not Kirushalayim works or it doesn't work, right? So the Brisa would say that Rabbi Yehuda is considered like it doesn't work. But the Mishnah would say that it does work. Zokta Heilige, Heilige, Heilige Gemude. Yud Aleph on the base. Beep, Yud Aleph on the base. Now, we said in the Mishnah, Lachulin, that I'm going to eat to you is going to work. Now the Gemara says, "Tanya, you want to buy so chulin, ha chulin, ke chulin." And then he ends up by saying, "Bein she'ochel lecha, bein shelo ocha." Whether he ends up by saying that which I'm going to eat of yours and that I'm not going to eat of yours, mutter. He's going to be mutter to go ahead and eat it. Right? He's just saying the words, "Chulin, ha chulin, ke chulin, la chulin she'ochel lecha." But if he goes and he says that la chulin aser becomes aser, la chulin lo ochel lecha. If he says la chulin, I will not eat of yours, then it's going to be mutter. Who? Now, Reisha Mani, who's the Reisha? Rabbi Meir, he said, it's Rabbi Meir. The less le mechla lava to Shomei Hain, he doesn't hold to that principle. And with Seifa, but hold on, what it's saying, the Seifa, lachulin lo ochalacha is going to be mutter. That seems to work along with the world of Rabbi Meir. But tonight, but we're going to the Mishnah, lakorban lo ochalacha, Rabbi Meir oser. Rabbi Meir would answer such a thing. So when we said lachulin lo ochalacha is mutter, now we're saying lakarbon lo ochalacha, and we're saying Rabbi Meir says that it's aser. V'kashin lo, but it's kashin that, because that sounds like he's going like mechal hina toshalameh olav. Ha'les le mechal delav atoshalameh hin. He doesn't hold of such a principle. So when he says lakarbon, I will not eat of yours, is like a negative way that's implying a neder. What's pshat that Rabbi Meir would say it's going to be aser? From Rabbi Abba, Rabbi said, explain to Rabbi Meir, nasika omer, no. When a person says that, when the person's making this neder, saying it, then we consider, like he said, lekorban yehei, lefikach lo ochelecha. It's like him saying, this should be a korban, and therefore I will not eat of yours. And the way that he's explaining it, then we have the following problem. But hochanami, here also, when the Lashon was lachulin, I will not eat of yours. Hachikamer, this is what he's saying. Lo chulin lehave, lefikach lo ochalacha. Not chulin, but rather a korban will be food. Therefore, I will not eat of yours. In such a case, that should be that this nether should actually work, even according to Rabbi Meir. So what's what the Brisa says when he says lachulin, I'm not eating of yours, it's not going to work. Says Gemara, hi Tana, Savala Kirby Meir Bechada, Upalagale Bechada. This Tana agrees with the mayor in one area, but he argues in one area. Savala Kavase Bechada agrees with one area, the Lesley Michal Lavatashmehain. He doesn't hold of the principle of Lav Michal Lavatashmehain. Upalagale Bechada argues with one Bikarban. In reference to the Lashon of, when he uses Lashon Lakarban, I'm not going to eat of yours. Ravashi explains differently. Ravashi Yamar, that the Tana of the Brisa really is agreeing with Rabbi Meir completely. It's not that he agrees with one or argues with the other, but he's not talking about a case that you can go ahead and compare to the one that was brought. Hada Amar Lechulin, the one the Brisa was talking about, a case where the person making the neder said Lechulin, and he puts it as Lashon Lechulin, which means to Chulin. And Rabbi Meir would say that that would be no good. V'had amar lichulin. Sorry about that. Lachulin. So the first one's lichulin, and the other one, what you're bringing up in the question is, when someone's saying lachulin, and when he says lachulin, then we mean to say it's lo chulin, it is not. So one is, it is for, and the other one's like lechulin, the other one is lachulin, meaning lo chulin, it is not chulin. As we say now, the mashma lo lehave chulin ela karban, it shouldn't be like chulin, rather it should be like a karban. So if the one saying lachulin, meaning lo chulin, would end off with saying lo chulin, that I'm going to not eat of yours, Rabbi Meir would say that this type of neder would work, like we said. And really, the Tana agrees with him 100%. And what he was talking about was when you said lechulin, not lachulin. It's talking about something else. And so for the Brisa, it goes entirely like Rabbi Meir. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here and pick it up tomorrow. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.